Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Samoa Joe is no longer NXT champion, and I'm going to tell you why.
The real reason WWE have moved the World Championship match to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw.
NXT is reportedly running on a skeleton crew ahead of this week's reboot.
And WWE have big plans for Olympic gold medalist Gable Steveson. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right, we're going to kick things off with Samoa Joe. He's not the NXT champion anymore. What the hell happened, you might ask? He's injured. He's had to relinquish the belt, or that's what we're going with for now, at least. Joe uploaded a video confirming the news to his Twitter page. I'll just read the whole transcript because it's not that long. Recently, WWE Medical has informed me that due to certain injuries, they'd like me to step away from the ring for a brief but indeterminate amount of time. I realise this week we are on the cusp of a new NXT. We are on the brink of a new era in our history, and that era deserves a fighting champion. That's why it makes a difficult decision very easy to make. Effective immediately, I will relinquish the NXT Championship. Best of luck to those who will vie for it. I should have thought twice before reading this whole thing. My sincerest condolences to whoever wins it, because I will be along shortly to recollect what is mine. WWE have confirmed this as well. Joe is no longer the NXT champion. This comes, less than a month after he became a three-time champion in his comeback match after well over a year off. He's had a lot of rotten luck with injuries and everything else over the past couple of years. It's a sucky situation for him. He's the only three-time champion in NXT history. I don't think in situations like this that you can fully rule out the possibility that this is a work.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that Samoa Joe is no longer the NXT champion. WWE have yet to confirm how they will crown a new one. And things are looking weird going into the rebrand this week.
Don't get me wrong, I'm the first to shout it's a work, but I always feel a little bit awkward when it's someone talking about an injury, especially someone like Samoa Joe, who's had, like you said, had such an awful time with it, and concussions and what have you. Look, it makes this week's NXT even more intriguing. We've got a wedding, we've got what the hell they're going to rebrand it into, and now, who on earth is going to be their world champion? Is their fatal four-way match now going to be for the title, or are they going to hotshot it onto someone else? We have no idea at time of recording, but yeah, I genuinely, this is the week where I care more about NXT arguably than any other show.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, just out of curiosity, seeing what this new era looks like and everything else, but maybe we'll get some news on the championship before then. Maybe we'll get it during the show itself. But it's going to be a big week for NXT, and I sincerely hope the rebrand delivers. It needs it. It needs a fresh coat.
And from all of us here at What Culture, get well soon, Joe, because I thought he was a real shot in the arm and the right person to take the title off Karrion Kross. And it's just such a shame that, well, whatever's happened has happened. We'll keep you updated as things develop. But let's talk from one championship to another about the WWE Championship, because WWE have now moved the WWE Championship match between Lashley and Orton to tonight, Monday Night Raw. I know, Andy, they spent the majority of last week's show doing that sodding tag team turmoil, which had some great wrestling but was just kind of there. And now we're not going to do the tag title match. We're going to do the WWE Championship match. And if you're wondering why that is, it's probably the reason you're thinking of. According to Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, this is now as a result of AEW's Dynamite dominating of the ratings, and that is what they're going to be trying to do to counteract that. They put the WWE Championship match on. I will counteract this by saying that the WWE Championship match between Orton and Lashley is still being advertised for Extreme Rules, yeah. So don't be surprised if there's a screwy finish. But if you put a world title match on telly, it's inevitably going to draw in some eyes. And there's Monday Night Football tonight, so they've got some other competitions. The Baltimore Ravens versus the Las Vegas Raiders, neither of which are my teams. Go Colts. But yeah, they're just going to hotshot the world title match onto TV, which used to be a really exciting thing.
Yeah, yeah. The interesting situation is they're going to have a tough week, potentially, ratings-wise, with the Baltimore Bastards stepping back onto that NFL hand egg thing.
Go on.
League hockey. but yeah, I'm not at all surprised by this, the reasoning and everything else, because while they sit there and they say it's not competition, everything we know about Vince McMahon as a human being tells us that that's not really the case. And last week was, of course, the first week where Dynamite has had a higher P18-49 rating than Raw. If those shows were ranked cable on the same night, Dynamite would have finished above Raw, which is kind of humiliating for a show that has like a 30-year head start. So
yeah,
it's a hot-shotting company, WWE. It's the kind of thing they do. And look, AEW is not going to beat Raw in the ratings every single week. They won't beat them this week. I'm pretty confident in that. They'll go back down and a trend will emerge. It's just 1 week and everything else, but it will happen again in the future. So yeah, I mean, probably a screwy finish tonight. Get to the pay-per-view. Probably a screwy finish there. Clean finishes are for dorks.
Yeah. I can imagine Vince McMahon is the sort of guy who, like you say, he likes to say, I'm not competition, I'm not competitive. And then if you were beating a Monopoly and went to the toilet, you'd come back and you'd have eaten all of your hotels.
Yeah. Put the dog
Sorry,
up
pal.
Put the dog thing up his nose. And maybe he's into that. I don't know. NXT. Back to that one.
Oh, good.
Report here from Casty Haynes of Body Slam. Did we come up with a rhyme for Casty?
No pains, just Haynes. I'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll workshop that a little bit. But Casty Haynes has come through from BodySlam.net with another report talking about NXT, the situation there. Last week, there were further cuts with that brand in the production department. And now, in the words of Haynes' sources, they are running on a skeleton crew, production-wise. So this obviously
spooky.
Comes... Woo! This comes... Maybe that zombie was involved.
Yeah, zombie.
But this comes on the same week. Obviously, now we have the rebrand this week. Last week, we had the cuts. Maybe not an ideal week to be operating on the skeleton crew, but here we are. Stuff.
I love the idea of, like, Vince and Bruce just trying to do all the jobs, basically, because they've sacked everyone to save money.
Kevin Dunn pushing 700 buttons.
It's going to be them two on a gold-plated production board because they've got so much sodding money going on. Look, I'm just going to repeat what I said earlier. This week's NXT is the most intriguing episode of NXT, arguably...
Since
the end of the war, basically.
Oh, definitely.
And by that, I mean... the end of 2019, because that was the end of the war. So yeah, I cannot wait for that. I'm a glutton for punishment, so I can only imagine that if things do go wrong on a live show with a skeleton crew as part of a relaunch, I'm going to have my bag of popcorn ready, baby.
Yeah, it could be a fun news video on Wednesday. Jeez.
Right, anyway, let's talk about Gable, Steve's son. I keep getting his name wrong. I keep calling him Gable Stevenson. His name is Gable Stevenson, the Olympic gold medalist, of course. He was showcased at SummerSlam, and they have got big plans for him in WWE. He recently signed a contract, of course. Signed it on 4th of September, in fact, as according to my notes here. And in the Wrestling Observer newsletter recently, you know who, Meltzer, said they have got big, big plans for him, including a sort of passing of the torch match between Stevenson and Brock Lesnar, both, of course, who wrestled at the University of Minnesota. Both have got a connection with Paul Heyman. He's been one of Stevenson's mentors since high school. And according to this report, you know, considering he's got a transition from wrestling in the Olympic sense, akin to, you know, Kurt Angle, to professional wrestling or sports entertainment, WWE's words, this report claims May 2022 they could see him up on the main roster. So that is a quick turnaround. But... have got a pretty good record of getting, you know, Olympic wrestlers to yeah. do well. Not just Kurt Angle, of course. You know, Mark Henry, they brought in, you know, not a wrestler, but, a, yeah. you know, an Olympian. They brought, or a strongman, at least, they brought him in. Chad Gable, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a good track record of transitioning those sort of athletes, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they do. They do. And I believe Stevenson's considered a particularly high-level prospect because of his combination of size. He competes at 125 kilos, but he's freakishly agile and really speedy and explosive and everything else. So, yeah, really looking forward to following this guy's development, seeing how things progress and everything else. He's a very hyped signing and everything else. I just hope they stay away from the Kurt Angle comparisons a little bit. Like, Kurt Angle was an in-ring prodigy and, you know, had the best rookie year maybe in wrestling history.
Yeah.
As far as just adapting really, really quick and developing the charisma and the character and everything else, as well as prodigious in-ring talents. I think that if we compare him to Kurt Angle too much, we're setting this guy up for failure, because who can meet those lofty standards in year one? So I hope WWE steer the hell away from those and come up with something else. But I'm looking forward to seeing his growth. A lot of cool there.
Sorry, what's news just in, Kurt Angle's his dad.
Oh,
so
wow.
There you go. That's probably what they're going to do. Yeah,
how many illegitimate sons does Kurt Angle have?
We love you, Kurt. like you say, I think, you know, he's obviously going to have the basics. It's that personality that's the thing that you really need to work on, and expressing that through the, you know, through in-ring stuff. Although, you know, when they do have that, they just make Ruby Riott wrestle generic matches rather than let her express herself. Like anyway, right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE. First question taken from Mr. Surprise Rollup, who says, what are your guys' thoughts on the booking of the Pinnacle ever since Stadium Stampede? They started off being strong and powerful, but lately have seemed directionless as a faction.
Yeah, I completely agree with this. And part of that, I think, is they barely appear on screen, all of them at once. We've seen Spears and FTR on Dynamite last week. And like, MJF increasingly feels like he's just doing his own thing over here with Wardlow. So there's definitely some optical stuff that needs to be pulled back together. It'd be good to see them operating as more of a complete group, which they haven't really done since Stadium Stampede, like you pointed out. Yeah, there are definitely some stuff. There's definitely some stuff to work on there. And I would hope to see that happen. Soon.
Yeah, they were sort of hobbled by the weird sort of backwards booking of the Jericho MJF feud. You know, I think MJF still has come out of it well, and my God, that promo, that even if he hadn't that promo last week, really re-established him. Big home victory, one would assume, against Brian Pillman Jr. coming up next week. Is that Grand Slam next week?
Yes! Yes, it is.
I've got to admit, I watched Emma Raducanu Kanu. Fantastic. Congratulations to her, by the
tennis.
Way. Tennis. British tennis player tennis. Winning the US Open, and all I could think was, oh my God, I can't wait to watch wrestling in here.
Yeah, it's so, a nice looking stadium, isn't it?
But yeah, they do need to sort of re-establish, like you say, that connection between, you know, FTR and Shawn Spears and MJF and Wardlow, because it's all a bit muddied right now. FTR lost to Santana Ortiz, Shawn Spears is fighting Darby Allin, MJF's feuding with Brian Pillman Jr. Let's all bring it back together, guys.
Yeah.
Second question today comes from Mark Smith, who says, Brock Lesnar is awesome, but how, if he's a face, do WWE address his limited mic skills? And if Heyman joins him, can he pull off a face role?
Yeah, it's going to be fun to follow this, I think. In the interim, I don't think there's any real need for him to have like a mouthpiece or anything, because he can do the short, snappy lines quite well. He was good, like talking-wise, he was fine on SmackDown this weekend. That was a
great SmackDown.
Great segment in particular, with Lesnar and Reigns and everything else. I'm not too sure about Paul Heyman in that face managerial role. It's not something we've seen ever, really? Have we? Am I forgetting?
I can't think of a time. I mean, I loved him. I love him as a mouthpiece, but I don't think he's ever been like, Fruity Pebbles sort of thing.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to follow for sure. But I don't know. Maybe Brock can just spit out the odd line here and there, and I think he'd be fine.
Maybe every single person in the company doesn't have to be a big meh, 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 meh talker. Like you say.
That would be nice.
Just have a guy who's a quiet badass who just comes in and goes, yeah, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to murder you.
Like, who needs to talk that much when you've got that hairstyle?
This is it.
Basically. And also, why would Paul Heyman want to be his manager right now? And he just tried to F5 him.
Yeah. Almost died, Paul Heyman.
I was like, uh-oh. And he put him up there. I was like, what's about to happen? What am I about to witness? Right. Final question today comes from, I'm going to butcher your name. I do apologize here. Abdallah El Nashati. Hope I got that right, Abdallah. Who says, why does WWE always tend to push one of either the IC or US championships, but rarely both at the same time, even though they're on separate brands?
I think it's a lack of long-term planning, as is often the case with a lot of things, right? When they focus something for a brief period of time and then suddenly just change gear and it's no longer a thing, that's usually why.
They try and make it feel a big thing occasionally.
Yeah, like it? Once in a blue moon, and it never resonates because they don't consistently do that year over year over year. And generally as well, I don't think there's much evidence that they really care about these belts either.
No.
They're kind of just like mid-card afterthoughts, unfortunately. And, you know, this the IC title in particular, it's not the work rate title it used to be. It's not the workhorse thing it was like 20 years ago. And it's never going to be that again. So, yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, that's the long story of it, sure, is that, like you say, because, you know, there have been times, like the US Open Challenge is always really enjoyable mm-hmm. and had a great sort of lineage, and then it sort of disappeared from view for a bit, that title, in terms of prestige. I remember, like, Dolph Ziggler and The Miz really made the IC title feel important a few years back. Mm-hmm. But again, like you say, if they want to do a title switch without it being a big title on the shows, it's the first thing they go to. And the moment, you know, the moment they find someone who they think, oh, he's good, he's not quite the world title yet, we need to get people to like him a bit more. Like, I do like what they've done with Damian Priest, for example, but they do just go, oh, just give him some, well, we can't give him the 24/7 title because that's crap. What's the next one up? Well, do that. Yes. Or they make him an odd couple tag team because that's all they can do.
That's apparently Damian Priest's future, isn't it? Yeah. He's going to be in a tag team with Reggie.
Why do I weirdly want to see that?
I kind of do as well.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And Ricky Morton is a legend, of course. And I just want to echo his thoughts. Again, I feel like it's a Monday. Let's start our week this way, Andy. And let's all try and stick to it, okay? Ricky Morton last night tweeted, wrestling fans, you can like and support more than one wrestling company. I can't put across how true that fact is. Look, I bitch and moan about Monday Night Raw with good reason.
It's usually bad, yeah.
I loved SmackDown last week. It was one of the best SmackDowns of the year, without question. I'm really looking forward to Dynamite and Adam Cole's first match. And NXT is the most important show this week for me. You can like both. You can wear two different hats. You can wear 10 hats if you want. If you want to enjoy, you know, NWA or MLW or Impact or whatever. Look, Miller does ups and downs for like four different types of shows each week. And he enjoys all of them. Why can't we all just get along, Andy?
Because the internet is dumb and people like arguing about stuff. Do you think the people who are all like anti every other company only like one company? Do you think they only listen to like one band? Like they only watch one TV show? They only like one movie? It's sad, and Ricky Morton is bang on the money. Ricky Morton is the guy for me when it comes to like an old school wrestler embracing modern stuff. He's really dived into it. He doesn't go for the tribal divisive stuff. Shout outs to Ricky.
I just love that idea of someone, an EastEnders fan, going, Coronation Street could never.
Yeah.
Or like Corrie in the Mud, you love to see it.
Curly Watts isn't a draw.
A very old Coronation Street character for our American viewers there, who looks basically like me. It's pretty close. But yeah, stop being so bloody tribal, basically. Let us know your thoughts on that. And have a fight, let's be honest, in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Look at this. Me and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review Rampage and SmackDown, both shows we rather enjoyed over the weekend. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, Curly Watts might not be a draw, but the Mitchell brothers sure are.
Oh, yes. You know you were in trouble when they came. You've done it up now, basically. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. We will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.